Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. We're going to continue with my fabulous guest. I mean, I really love you, Elaine. I love you too, honey.
I got to tell you, though, I'm a little nervous about this whole thing, so I'm not my normal self. I'm usually more relaxed. I've never done anything like this before.
Just because you've never done a radio show, everyone will welcome you when we open it up to callers, and so don't worry about it. Really, everyone's trying it. I mean, we have just from last week, when I just introduced the topic last week, we have a gal who is trying to save her teeth. So she's, after she heard another gal in Connecticut, she totally saved her oral health.
From it's excellent for your gums.
Holding it in her mouth. So she's doing that now, too. She's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm all about it.
Nobody has ever died or gotten sick from drinking their own urine, okay?
Yeah,
no, they just don't want you to do it. So there's another small book.
Wait. I want to ask you, how long did it take you to get up the courage to do it?
Well, after I started reading, the first time I did it, I had a little bit, you know, but to drink a whole glass, the yuck factor was, and I'm pretty brave. It's like, why am I so afraid of this? So I just held my nose, okay? I held my nose, and I drank the whole thing down, and it was, but just getting, once I started drinking, I was okay. But at first, the thought of it actually made me gag. So then, I got the taste back in my mouth, and I thought, I don't really like this, so I rinsed out my mouth. So for beginners, you know, for me as a beginner then, I would just drink it, hold my nose, and then rinse my mouth out. I was really, you know, slow on it. And you can do that if you want. This is, you don't have to like the taste, you know. Hold your nose, and you're good to go. It took about a week maybe to really get doing it. And then you have to keep remembering to do it because you don't want to get into a situation where you have cancer and you have to go on a cancer fast, which means the only thing you consume is distilled water and urine. That's hard work. It is a preventative. Some Hindu guy posted a thread on this on a website, which was really quite popular actually. And he had a little saying, be like me, drink your pee, stay disease free. And it does prevent disease. When I got COVID, I was not drinking it. I stopped for, you know, a couple of weeks or whatever. You don't need much, like a teaspoon, you know, a tablespoon a day. But so they say. But anyway, there's another book out there called The Miracles of Urine Therapy. And this is an interesting story. There's a foreword. Well, it says there's a foreword in here by Morarji Desai. I couldn't find his foreword. But anyway, he was the Prime Minister of India prior to Gandhi. And he was interviewed on 60 Minutes. The interview's been scrubbed off YouTube, but it's mentioned on his wiki page. He was 91 when he was interviewed by Dan Rather. He said, you look great for 91. How do you do it? He says, well, I'm a vegetarian, and I drink a glass of my urine every day. And Dan Rather almost had a heart attack. It was excellent. But he lived to be 99, and so that's what they do in India. You know, not all of them, but some of them. And people are starting to really gravitate, obviously, from the whole COVID thing, towards going with allopathy. Isn't the brainwash wonderful? Do you believe this? I'm just shocked that people are so easily manipulable. But I think that the previous vaccines that we're giving probably made them that way, because I have not vaccinated myself either. So I don't get flu vaccines. I've never had the flu except for this one thing, but I don't think it's the flu. I think it's some kind of, I do think it's a bioweapon. But I'm 66, never had the flu. I haven't had a cold. I haven't had anything, really, in 15 years. So,
right.
But I haven't been drinking urine that
except
long.
For,
but I
well,
just think
except
it's sick.
For that one bout with co-mingling with your neighbors at a Christmas party and coming back and everyone was sick. And
right,
you
that.
Quickly started drinking your urine in the middle
right.
of the day.
Right.
And then you were fine.
And the fever
day.
Broke that night. I think my fever was like 104. I've never had that before. That was nasty
right.
stuff. This thing is, and if you're, I wasn't afraid though. I did deep breathing exercises. And I said, this will go away. When something like that hits you and you're a hypochondriac, see, I'm not afraid to die. I have no fear. I don't fear death. I don't fear the government. I don't fear, you know, hell. I don't fear anything. But that was a little alarming. So I had to just do deep breathing exercises and just wait it out. Now, if you weren't like me and you were a hypochondriac and you worry about this stuff, the first thing you would have done is run to the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't.
Some people would.
Not you, right, but some people. And that's what they did. They made an ailment, or whatever you want to call it, so frightening that it was different than everything else. You know, I've never had anything like this. I can't really compare it to the flu because I've never had the flu, but I've been sick. I mean, I've had colds and, you know, miserable. I've had fevers before, but not like that.
Right.
So,
yeah. So,
anyway,
you know, there's some people, you know, I found out from another woman. She actually has been putting it on her face and having it dry on her face, you know, every day for 30 years. And she looks fantastic. And she's in her early 70s. So, there you go.
Rub it in good. Rub it in good. I rub it into my face, rub it on my head, pee on your hands in the morning, rub it in. If you don't want to, if you're afraid to drink it, that's fine. I'm not telling you to do anything, but use pee on your hands, pee in a cup and rub it on your hands, rub it in good, let it dry, wave your hands around. Your hands are really soft. Also, another thing it really works great for is wounds. Your wounds. I got a cut between, when I first started this, I cut myself between my forefinger and my thumb on that sort of thinny, fleshy area.
Uh-huh.
And it's a hard place to heal. And so I put it on there. I'm not kidding you, Ingrid. It was basically healed in a couple of days. It was still evidence that there was a cut there. But especially cuts on the hands, they take a long time to heal because you're always, you know, getting them dirty or they're in water.
Right.
It is,
and it's
like
an antiseptic.
A miracle drug.
I mean, it's clean. It's antiseptic. It's it'll prevent gangrene, right?
Yeah, but it also helps the body heal. I mean, it heals it. You know, they use it for gangrene, old urine, and it actually, they don't have to dig out any, you know, gangrenous stuff. It just sort of eats it. It eats it up. The person who you said was one of your listeners about how does this work, I guess if I had to say this, and I'm reluctant to use this word, but it's a good word, it's magic, basically. It's natural magic. And that's what we have cast out. You know, the magi of the Bible, magi is just plural for magicians. And in the days of old, when you got sick, I have a book on the Principles of the Jesuits. This is a compilation of all kinds of really horrific things that the Jesuits said, translated into English by a bunch of Englishmen in 1850. And there's a small little vignette of how it says, when you get sick, do not go to the physician. Go to the magician. So they knew. And magicians can heal. If you, like, Hippocrates was a magician. If you read the original Hippocratic Oath, I'll just read you the first sentence. It's fascinating. People don't know this. And now that Hippocratic Oath is horrible, man, that's done. But, this might shock people as well. So Hippocrates was a doctor, a magician, and here's the original. It says, I swear by Apollo Healer, by Celsius, by Hygienia, and Panacea, and by all the other gods and goddesses, making them my witness that I will carry out according to my ability and judgment this oath and this indenture. And it goes on. Yeah. Gods and goddesses. Huh. Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah. Well, they were Greek, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so all the mythology comes into play, and they totally were on the mythology, for sure.
Yep.
And, you know, how much is it evidence myth and how much is real, you know? There's so much stuff out there of the history of our planet that we really don't know, you know? I mean, the giants, you know, in fairy tales, there were really
We don't know anything. People think they know stuff.
Yeah.
We don't know anything. People think they know. The best words you can say are, I don't know. I think maybe, or it seems to me that. But I know that urine therapy works. That I know. But as far as our history goes, I mean, look at what the history they've done in the last 100 years. I mean, you know. Oh, and I have to tell you, so I have a book called, on history, I have a book called Forbidden Archaeology, written by Europeans, but published in, one of them may have been an American, I don't know, published in India. And I was talking to Susan the other day. We were talking about the Ark of the Covenant, which we believe is some kind of magical component of some kind of high tech from way back when. And how then we went into the subject of archaeology. She said, do you think that that has to do with the Ark? I never thought of that. The Ark of the Covenant came out of one of the pyramids in Egypt. It was like a hard drive for the planet. Mm-hmm. And if you get a hold of the hard drive for the planet and you're bad, you can do all kinds of bad things. So something bad definitely happened there. But yeah, archaeology. They want to keep our history secret. And,
yeah.
And
absolutely. So
we could have a whole show on that, too.
Let's go back to another topic. So we have someone in the chat room that says he's hoping he's dealing with a persistent cancer, mantle cell lymphoma. And so what would you, you know, I mean, I know you have experience or you've known people or have read about people that have cancer. So, and we've talked about this before, too. So when you have a serious illness, what would you do?
I can only speak for myself, okay? So I would, if I don't go to the doctor to find out, like if I have symptoms, I have all kinds of weird symptoms over the years, and I just drink more urine and they go away. I think that once you go to a doctor, they diagnose you, and here's another story. This is really important, and I'll get back to, because I can't really give him advice, but I can tell him what I would do. But I have to tell you the story about allopathy again. Both my in-laws' parents were physicians. They were psychiatrists. And my father, they both worked for the University of Washington at some point in time. And she was diagnosed through a mammogram with double cancer in her breast. And they scheduled her for a double mastectomy. And she didn't drink urine or anything, but she was a doctor. So she went in to have her surgery, and she asked for another mammogram. And it was clean. They sent her home. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I hear they're ready to chop off her breasts.
Huh. They're ready to chop off her breasts, right?
Yeah.
And she had the, you know, she...
Well, this is what I know from other people that have done their urine. So when you have to understand, we go from acute to chronic to degenerative stages of illness. And so when you actually end up with lymphoma or any kind of cancer, you're at that final stage. Your body, it's your body's last attempt to actually heal itself. So Martha Christie's experience with cancer, all forms of cancer, is that you end up, if you're doing the urine therapy, I mean, we're talking about a serious
illness. You have to fast.
Your urine's going to taste.
When you get to that point.
Not so good. But you need to fast, right?
Yes, when you get to the point where you're like at death's door, then you have to just drink your urine and supplement it with water. To not eat and just drink your urine. But there's another, I mean, if you know, urine therapy is great and I support it, but I have been reading about this for cancer. Dog dewormer. Have you read about that?
Yeah, any kind of, because cancer is a fungus, parasites are involved. So anything, this is why baking soda works really good. It's antifungal. So anything that's going to deal with it, you know, this is why everything I sell basically is specific. You know, and I tell people if they're waiting for their order for like oil of wild oregano, which is also antifungal, or even clay is antifungal, all those things, you know, you stop eating sugar and start doing water with baking soda. And I would just, you know, you could do baking soda even in your own urine. But, you know, SCACT is amazing for all forms of cancer. We did a show on that April 1st of all days. And oxalic acid, how many people know that oxalic acid is in, it's a ingredient in all the foods that are known cancer cures? You know, from bitter almonds to, you know, sheep sorrel, even purslane, all those things are very high in oxalic acid. And all the stuff that the medical people tell you about oxalic acid forming kidney stones is total bunk. What can I say? I know people that do tons of foods with oxalic acid.
The whole medical industry is, and you know this, so I'm just preaching to the choir here. To keep you sick so they can profit. It's all about money. I can't hardly believe that these people aren't even human. People talk about the alien invasion. They're here. You can find them in our medical industry and everywhere else. Politics, everything. These people have no heart at all. Yeah. To willingly, a little short subject here. I try not to get worked up over all this stuff because they feed on that energy. Good to be aware. Awareness is very important. But I read yesterday about, because I have attachments in Washington State, about HB 5599 or something, this new transgender, they're giving more medical procedures to young children and they don't want the parents involved. I threw a hissy fit. I cannot, and then people go on about how these, and I see these transgender people as victims of our culture. I don't see them as mentally ill. I see them as victims of our culture who are unhappy. They go to a psychiatrist, and a psychiatrist tells them they need to change their gender. And then you have doctors butchering these people. The people who are doing this are mentally ill, not the people who are having being done to. These are truly victims of the most evil industry on the planet, and that would be psychiatry and pharmacy.
I know. You know, when you told me Jane, I didn't remember Jane Ruby was a psychiatrist. I'm like, oh, go figure. So anyway, so I wanted to actually morph a little bit to the borax conspiracy. I think that's fascinating.
And the borax. Did you read it, Ingrid?
Oh yeah. No, I'm all about that.
Oh, it's super interesting.
I want everyone to have the link. Yeah, I'm going to post it.
Okay, I'll just give it to you real quick. Borax is basically 99% pure boron. And boron is a natural mineral salt that occurs in the soil. But after you over-farm the soil, it depletes. Okay, so you can add it by adding borax. Now, if you normally get boron from vegetables, but the glyphosate stuff actually is designed to prevent boron from absorbing into the plant. So you're not getting it from the plant.
That carries on too. A lot of glyphosate poisoning will keep you from uptaking it in your body, which is why you need to get rid of glyphosate poisoning. And they say the only way is chlorine dioxide. That's what some people are saying, but I think urine therapy would probably help a lot too.
Here's the deal with urine. It can't hurt. Okay, it keeps you healthy. I think that the key to healthy life is to stay healthy. You know, curing disease is great, but you don't want to get the disease to begin with. So, but it does work. But back to boron real quick, to how the guy discovered this. He was a plant, he was a botanist of some kind. And he was a scientist. And he looked at his blood work and he noticed that there was virtually no boron in his system at all. So he knew that borax was boron.
Okay,
so he just put a little
in
his water.
You're going to tell about the scientists. We have a commercial break. So just hold on. We're going to talk about the scientists and his discovery. You're listening. We have the commercial break.
I know. I hear.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
A class action lawsuit over censorship has been filed. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Children's Health Defense has filed a lawsuit against Resident Biden and several top offices over government pressuring social media companies to censor users. The First Amendment is clear. The government cannot stifle speech. Asking a third party, like a social media company, to censor is still a violation of our rights. No matter who is actually doing the censoring, if it's being directed by the government, then it is a violation of First Amendment protected speech. Any government who silences anyone who questions their authority is tyrannical and authoritarian. My question is, why did it take so long to file this lawsuit? The White House admitted that they were doing this 2 years ago. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to Amy Nice Wisely. And we're talking about the doctor that discovered that boron. Was he a doctor, Elaine, that discovered that?
He was a scientist. He was a plant pathologist, I believe.
Yeah, go ahead and share about his story. So, it's fascinating.
Okay, so he noticed that there was no boron in his system, so he started putting a little borax in his water. And it cured his arthritis. So he got a bunch of his friends together and said, are you willing to take this and try it? They said, sure, a bunch of scientists hanging out. Not only did it cure their arthritis, but a few of them who had heart conditions, probably like myocarditis and stuff, who knows back then, it cured their heart conditions as well. So here I am again. I got arthritis in my big toe because I damaged it when I was running and I twisted my foot 40 years ago. And it hurts. I mean, it hurt like it just throbbed. I couldn't wear a shoe on it. It's like, what am I going to do? So I started putting boron in my water. A couple of 3 days later, it started to improve. First, it hurt more. And I think that's pretty common. I thought, well, I'm going to continue to do it anyway because that's what it said. And it's gone. Now, the damage done to the toe from the arthritis is not gone. That's permanent. But the pain is gone. Yep.
Okay, so...
fascinating stuff.
When you're talking about boron, you used Mule Team Borax, right?
I do, but I have an old box. Like, my old box is not for drug use on it. So I, the new stuff, I don't know. They may have put something in it, but if somebody wants some, I'll send them some. You know, you don't need much.
I actually got a new one. And what really went up is like $7.50 a box now. And
cheaper
it says
at Walmart.
It's absolutely nothing but boron.
That's what it is. That's what they say. But who knows what they put in it these days. I don't trust any of these people. But you don't need much. So they do sell boron tablets at the health food store, but you don't know how much is in it. At least this way you know you're getting boron.
So, did you put like a half put in a glass of water and do that once a day? There is a recipe there.
I think it's like 2 teaspoons to a liter of water, and that's your solution. Okay, that's just the solution. And then you dissolve that, and then you put like a tablespoon of that into a liter of water, and you drink that. But I don't even bother with that anymore. Somebody online said, just lick your pinky finger, stick it in the borax, and mix it in with your coffee, tea, or water. It has no, it's kind of sweet, kind of. It doesn't really have any flavor. But here's the deal. People say, I'm not putting, it's an insecticide and a detergent. I'm not putting that in my body. But we put baking soda in our body, and that's a detergent, too. And we use vinegar to clean, you know. So, and it's perfectly safe. It's a natural substance in plants.
Right.
And it works great. But you got to read the article called The Borax Conspiracy, and you've got to get the whole article. There's different places that only have part of it. It's just
Well, The Life Enthusiast does have the whole article that you sent to me, where you told me about it anyway. And, I mean, Walter Last, I mean, he's really well known. I mean, he has it all right there. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
They told him to cease and desist. He couldn't sell it anymore. And then in Australia, they made borax illegal. Get a load of that.
Oh, really? Right
now? I don't know if it's illegal now, but back in the day, it's in the article. The guy told him, he said, why are they doing this to me? He said, because arthritis is big business, honey. Arthritis treatments are big business. Right. All of this suffering in humanity because of money and profits. These people are monsters. We're dealing with an alien race here of some kind that's using humans as some kind of biological experiment. And I think that they're negative beings. They're negative spirits. They have a negative nature to them. And negative beings feed off of negative energy. So the sicker and more fearful you are and unhappy and especially afraid of death. Don't ever fear death. Believe me, death is the climax of life. And going naturally is a good way to go. But I know lots of old people who are just clinging with all of these treatments. We have a dear friend, you know, who just won't let go and has completely bought into allopathy, totally, completely.
Right.
And we love him.
I just want everyone to know that we're going to be taking callers after this break, 512-248-8252. We do have another question from the chat. It'll probably be after the break. The first river that flowed out of Eden, Pishon, related to gold and onyx crystals. Is urine the mystical river? Is it the ancient Soma drink? Have you ever heard of mystical experiences from drinking urine?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It does change your being. You will notice a difference in... are you there?
Okay, there we go, the commercial break. But we're going to give some food for thought on that. So anyhow, feel free
to
call
in. That's a good question. I'd like to go back to that question.
We definitely are, because that's a good...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Were we cut off with something? I forget what we were talking about.
Somebody asked a question about the Soma, the ancient
something. Right.
That's interesting. I don't claim to be an expert on this subject, by the way. I studied it for myself, but there's always new stuff out there that is interesting, so I'm interested in that. But a lot of this stuff was metaphorical, like Proverbs 5:15. Drink the water from your own cistern. That's pretty plain to see, and yet Christian people, and also urine's kosher, by the way. There was a conversation with a Jewish fellow about that. So they drink it too. They just don't share it. But it's in the Bible, so there you go. So if you're a Bible person, there you go. Because that's what it means, period. There's no question about that.
Right. So is Richard in Idaho still on the line? Frank?
Richard?
Okay. Hi, Richard.
There. And there's a couple, this is like a tsunami of information blowing. It's very hard to focus. There's so many meaty subjects here. And I would like to, there's a couple of things I'd like to mention, you know, getting back to the original topic. Is as a kid, I used to surf on the reefs and out the Pacific. And if we stepped on urchins, you know, you get those spikes in your feet. We surf barefoot, and we would pee on them, and they would dissolve, and there would be no infection whatsoever. So it's kind of an interesting little homeopathic thing. And the other thing is, I'm reading off these little notes here. I constantly hear the old fire sign theater thing in my ear. Everything you know is wrong. And that's exactly the way things are. You know, I was thinking about this as far as the, you know, we've talked about this, and I just kind of late to the conversation. About, you know, it's like rather than going a whole cup of it, you know, I thought maybe, you know, a teaspoon or something, and, you know, possibly it might be a marketing thing where you could, you know, take some Bud Light and put a, you know, a couple of tablespoons of urine in
there.
No Bud
Light.
Yeah, so it'd make it a little heavier.
No Bud Light, Richard.
And
what is it?
And also,
what's the good beer? What's the good gear? Foster's? No, not Foster's. What's that dark stuff that you like?
Guinness Stout.
Yeah, it's real beer.
Well, you know, actually, there was a marketing error when the Chinese first started to try and, you know, introduce beer, and they had the Yellow Stream beer, and that was probably not a good marketing concept, and so you never hear of it anymore. But anyway, I have to mention this. I know Elaine, it floors me that you've never been on a radio before. It just
people are always telling me I should have my own radio show.
Yeah, I think it's certainly worth interviewing on a regular basis. You're a pretty busy gal, but you know, I wanted to introduce that and just say that I really enjoy it, and you know, kind of a late. Condolences, but I knew your husband briefly, Ingrid, and you know, I was at some function at the college many years ago, and I didn't know him, and I was standing next to him because his you know, people I was hanging with and still do are kind of not super liberal. Let me put it that way, and he had a comment that I always remember. He was talking about these guys, and they're all up there on the podium. You know, he says, like, they're a cabal of mandarins. And that always struck me as being pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. I really appreciate it. We do have a couple other callers, but I would love to see you at the library in Coeur d'Alene if you can make it tomorrow. I mean, you're going to really enjoy yourself there. There's going to be a wealth of information, a packed 2 hours, but it'll be fun.
Well, I'll find out about that some later.
Yeah, I'm making really good cookies tonight for it. So they're my really soft, chewy ginger cookies. You're going to want to go just for those. Okay?
Okay, my favorite.
Thank you for
the program, and okay. Very interesting.
Okay, well, thank you, Richard. Yeah, feel free to call me anytime. Okay,
sounds great.
So, yeah, thanks, Richard. Okay, we have Pat in Fort Worth. You have a question for Elaine?
I was looking at this today, so I should have learned more, but I wanted to talk about the pH of the urine. I am the medical lab technologist. I thought the more acidic it was, the less chance of growing, you know, microbes in it. Now they've changed it. I'm looking at Urology Times, and it says, surprisingly, less acidic urine with a pH closer to neutral had a stronger effect on. Well, they're saying that your body produces something called I don't even know how to pronounce it, S-I-D-E-R-O-C-A-L-I-N, which hampered bacterial growth. Mm-hmm. And is any of this ringing home, or is it something?
Well, in the urine therapy thing, something that we didn't get into, which is important, is a good balanced diet. And some foods are alkaline-forming foods, and some foods are acid-forming foods. So this
yes.
book seems to suggest that alkaline-forming foods are a better diet. So, because just going through it here, but some of them are, here's the inconsistency. It's like the same thing with kidney diet. Some doctors say this, you can eat this, and some say no. So, but you want to eat a good, you know what healthy food is. You want to eat good, healthy food.
I'm thinking more green.
Some people say you have to be a vegetarian. You don't, but you shouldn't eat a lot of meat anyway.
Right.
But,
Horowitz is always talking about, you know, I found out that mustard greens are high in vitamin E. Well, why not get those instead of others, you know, because we need E too, you know.
Right.
Right.
But I was wondering if it's in Urology Times right now. I mean, it's not new, but I got it today off of the internet.
Urology
here.
Times, I can assure you, is not going to support urine drinking. I can assure you of that.
Well, I know it, but they're the ones that actually let me know from back in the day when they told us that acidic urine was less likely to grow microbes, and now they've changed their mind. I'm thinking, all these years, and they can't even tell you how to do urine and
they don't, urologists don't even really actually know. I have a friend who's a urologist. He thinks he knows. They don't even really understand how urine is produced. I mean, they do, but they don't, which that's interesting as well. It's produced by the kidneys. Okay. But, you know, it definitely is a byproduct of the blood. So
I wanted to ask another thing too. There's something called MSM, methyl sulfonyl, my glasses. Methyl. Yeah. And you take a 1,000 milligrams, a gram, three times a day. I guess people could be allergic to sulfur, but, every time I've always had trouble with that. And the first thing a real doctor put me on was he put me on sulfur drugs to clear up the urinary tract infection so he could see why I was getting it.
Yeah. I mention, Pat, that, you know, I sell 99.9% pure methyl methane anyway. It is MSM pure.
Okay.
And I just want to
I
have people that are allergic to sulfur. They say they're allergic. They're not allergic to MSM, pure MSM.
Oh, you know, really?
So that's
okay.
What they're allergic to is sulfa drugs. So I just want to be really clear on that. No one is allergic to an essential mineral like sulfur.
I've
had people that were allergic to sulfur. That's what they said. And they did really well on the MSM that I sell. So,
Women who had their bladder tacked up because they picked up too heavy of things or whatever. And then all kind of crap happened, you know, it fell out, the mesh dissolved. And I'm telling you, it's a racket out there.
It is a racket. Thank you, Pat. I'm glad in the medical profession, you're understanding that real clearly. It is a racket. So we're going to move on to the next.
Everything's a racket. Everything.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you,
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, we have Gregory in California. Welcome to the show, Gregory.
Hello, hello. Love your show. Oh, man, Ingrid, I started back on urine therapy last week, and because I drink too much, probably not getting the proper effects, and my diet sucks, so that's irrespective. But love your guest. She is wonderful.
Wait, Gregory, she is wonderful, but do not drink urine and alcohol at the same time. And medication, no, if you're on medication, you need to get off the medication and do urine therapy. So
this is the advice I give people. If you start drinking your urine, and it is a natural appetite suppressant, you will start to eat better. Okay, you will. It is. And it's also a happy drug. It is an antidepressant as well. So if you're feeling blue, drink your pee and you'll feel great. It is everything. It's like magic, like beautiful magic. It truly is. I think it's one of the biggest secrets out there. And I do it. And I did it big time. You don't need to start off. You can put a half a teaspoon underneath your tongue to start off. You don't need much. It's powerful medicine. But in order for me to share this with other people, I had to put, you know, I had to do it myself. I had to have my own personal experience with it for a while before I would even discuss it with people. It is amazing. And it's free. And everybody has it, no matter where they are. If they're in Northern Alaska, if they're an Aborigine, it's always there, wherever you are on the planet. It's yours.
As long as you got to go pee, right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, and that show last week, Inger, was just spectacular. That's what really set me off. And then I'm trying to get everybody around me to do it. They turn their nose up, and it's so disgusting because it's a part of you, and I don't comprehend what a part of you is so disgusting.
There's nothing dirty about you. It's dystopic. The only thing that's dirty is the only bodily fluid is that's really bad is vomit. Everything else, I mean, I'm not encouraging people to eat their poop here, but if your poop is clean, you can certainly use it in the garden. I mean, we use chicken poop, you know, but if your diet is clean, your poop is clean. What do you think they did with all this stuff in the olden days? They didn't have...
Exactly.
The Romans actually taxed urine, and they used it for everything. Nothing went to waste.
Tanning and... Yeah, there's a lot. But one thing I'd like to leave with is... I took Samuel Heinemann's method of secessions with that Japanese guy, Yamamoto, I believe his name was, with good vibrations and water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did this on, I forget her name, she's down in Ecuador, I believe. She's Dr. Daniels. Yeah, I even got to meet her. But I even told her, I said, what you do is take your liquid, whatever it is, doesn't matter, put it in a jar, shake it, and give it good, good vibrations, loving good vibrations, and drink that. It doesn't matter what the hell it is, just drink it. And you put yourself, mind and spirit, into that fluid. And that's just my theory. Take it or leave it, right?
You should basically, it's called something in magical practices, in hermetic practices, when you kind of bless your food and your drink before you eat it. You bless your food.
That's why we used to pray, right?
Right. Even when you wash your hands, when you're washing your hands or rubbing urine into your hands, do it with blessings, like with devotion to the highest source.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Gregory.
Thank you, Ingrid.
We have a couple other callers.
Thank you, Gregory. Like,
tell everybody I said hi. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Appreciate it. We have Francis in North Carolina. We also have a great testimony from Mirbaley herself, if we have time. Okay. She's a connoisseur of this method. So, you know, anyway, she's pretty experienced. So, and pretty healthy for her age. So, we're not going to go into how old she is, but she sounds really young for how old she is, put it that way. Okay. So, we have Frances in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Frances.
Hey, young gal. For one thing, such a shame you can't let us know. But anyway, to each their own. One, it's amazing, and the overall statement is that, one, it's interesting how one has to change their perception of how they handle things in life as to what's viewed as harmful or negative or whatever, depending on how it's applied in life, internally or externally or whatever, i.e. vinegar, i.e. Baking soda, ad nauseum. Questions regarding the use of urea, urine therapy, for that matter. One, I take it that if someone in the family is on medication, i.e. diabetic, you cannot give them your urine to help them with their own healing.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if they're on medication, should they drink their urine? Because I think that's one of the I'm not sure if you're taking medications that you should drink your urine.
Okay, but if someone else provides urine for them, they cannot take it.
They cannot, okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure
that's clear. I don't know if that's true.
I would go to Dr. Group's website and do a lot of research there. We're not totally the experts on this, but Edward Group is, and he has a whole team, and urotherapyresearch.com, I mean, it just has tons of stuff.
Okay,
I have a guest that's going to come on that actually will be able to answer that better.
Okay. I'd like to add something to this because this is important. It makes sense to me because people do share urine, you know, lovers or husbands and wives and other groups of people drink animal urine. So I don't know if you're on drugs and you're drinking somebody else's urine, just my logical thinking here, would be okay. That's just using my brain because there's no medicine in it as long as their urine is pure. Somebody posted on my thread where I posted a very long thing that said, you can drink, and I was like, okay, fine. I just started the thread. He said, you can drink your dog's piss and get well, okay? I said, well, I'm not going to do that, but thank you for your comment. But if the Muslims drink camel urine, I know, yuck, right? Have you ever had camel milk? Ugh, morph.
Never mind.
you know, they're in the desert, and it's that or nothing, basically.
Well, that's true, too. Two questions is this. One, for someone who's just going into it, I heard the usage of maybe one teaspoon, perhaps using a medicine dropper, for applying that to like a fruit juice or tomato juice or some other liquid they're drinking broth-wise or whatever, would that also be a simple intro to using that?
Yes, and that's in, we talked about Martha Christie's books, and that's her recommendation. I jumped in because my grandmother just drank it, and I didn't, you know, grandma drank it, I'm going to drink it too.
Gotcha.
But yes, she says like 10 drops underneath your tongue, start slowly and work up. I can't recommend this strongly enough. Read the books. We're all just having a conversation here. I'm no expert. I'm no doctor. I'm only sharing my personal experiences and what I did. I went out on a limb just because that's what I live dangerously,
indeed,
you know?
Well, subsequently and lastly, if someone were to store it in a glass bottle, how long would that said urine for that therapy last for or say good for till?
Okay, so if you're drinking your own urine, you want to drink your own urine when it's warm. So you want to drink it right away. Now, old urine is good for other things. Old urine is good for rubbing into your skin, and I use it on, I cut myself yesterday. I broke something precious. I had a big thing, and it's just sitting there in the sink overnight, and I just put a little bit on it. I wouldn't drink that. So you want to drink it. I just drink it warm first morning. When I got sick, I think I had COVID. I did not get tested. I didn't have morning urine, so I took afternoon urine, and it worked. It knocked it right out. I'm telling you.
Wow.
And I don't know. This is an interesting thing. And again, I'm not recommending anybody do anything. Okay? You use your own thing here. I read an incident of a man who was bitten by a snake, rattlesnake, and he drank his own urine, and it counteracted the snake venom. You can't put urine, they say put it on the wound. That's not going to do any good because this stuff is already in your system.
That's a good point.
That's interesting. Snake venom.
Indeed. Well, I appreciate the insight and the intuition about that, because that was information that I did not have before. So, yes, I might have to go and research those other areas that was aforementioned, but I appreciate your insight regarding that. And you both are jamming, let me tell you. And I wish y'all a fun, safe weekend was left of it.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Francis. Thanks, really appreciate it.
Where are you in North Carolina? I love North Carolina, by the way.
I do have to say that there's a whole science now of aged urine, and it increases in stem cells. So you're getting stem cells. I did put that in the chat, and that's Dr. Group's research. They're doing a lot of really awesome research, Dr. Edward Group.
This is an interesting.
We're not done with this topic. Just so you know, we're not done.
Well, yeah.
No.
So when I come back on the 29th, we're gonna delve in even a deeper dive. So, but anyhow, we have another caller. Thank you, Francis.
Y'all have fun.
I love North Carolina.
I'm sorry.
You got the best beaches. You got the best beaches and seashells ever. I go there often, and I love it. I love it.
Well, I'm on the east side of Raleigh.
Okay, so you're close to the beach then.
Actually, I'm quite near the I-95. Indeed.
Okay.
Y'all have fun.
Lovely.
Take care.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. So we have Mary in Montana. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi, Ingrid.
Mary's gone. Hello.
Wait. Are you there, Mary? Oh, did she?
Hi.
I mean, she was there. Oh, there she is. Hi, Mary.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
I don't know, is Elaine still there?
Elaine? Hello? Oh, we didn't lose Elaine, did we?
I think
I can hear you. Oh, call me back.
Elaine. Oh, no, Elaine. We're all here. We're all here. So
you got
go
me?
Ahead
okay.
And talk to me because we only have a couple of minutes. Sorry.
Okay, so Elaine, I met you, Ingrid knows who I am, but I met you in Coeur d'Alene at the farmer's market one time, and I was fascinated, so I decided to research a little bit for myself, and I want your opinion on this. Seeing as how we pee gold, because we are made part of gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your urine is the only place to find your DNA. That's the only place you can get your own DNA. And I think, from the research I've done, I think that our body naturally makes monatomic gold. What do you think?
Well, okay, that's a very interesting question. There is another book called you there?
Yeah, hello? We're at the end of the show.
Oh, gosh, I got to talk to Mary. Give her my phone number.
I will. We're going to do a three-way right now.
Thank you, Ingrid, because I want to talk to her about this.
I know. I'm going to do a three-way. Okay.
I'll just say this one thing. The Philosopher's Stone. The Philosopher's Stone. Gold. Philosopher's Stone.
Yep.
Urine. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Ingrid. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, kiddo.
Okay, Jenna, next week.
Is that it? I'm done?
Yep, we're done. We're done. But we can talk to Mary.
I love your music. Call me later.
Okay, bye, sweetie. Hey.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.